AircheckDownloads.com.
I'm the creator. Who cares?
One. The South. Number one.
Three.
Music station.
Point two.
Yes, sir.
103.2.
Good afternoon. It's just gone 4 o'clock. This is Nick Goodman's Drive Time live from Power FM. Let's check out the best of the Pepsi chart. Back up to number one, All Saints, Under the Bridge.
Nick Goodman's Drive Time.
The South's number one hit music station. This is 103.2 Power FM. Best of the Pepsi chart. Back up to number one, All Saints, Under the Bridge. And a good top ten with the Tampra and Lutricia McNeil and Cleopatra. Playing a pound in the park this year. Life ain't easy. 4:16 on Drive Time. Stay where you are. I'll bring you the up-to-date travel news coming next.
Grab your copy of Music Power.
This is 103.2 Power FM. It's 4:20. Let's check the latest travel with the Hendy Group. 100 years of motoring on the South Coast. Start on the M27 eastbound just prior to Junction 2. You're bang up to date at 4:21. Another of the bands playing at Power in the Park with Kellogg's Rice Krispie Squares. Sunday, May 31st on Southampton Common. Tin Tin Out going to be there. Can't wait to see them. If the sun keeps on shining, what a fantastic day we're going to have. Keep listening. I've got more details a little bit later. Power in the Park. It's coming. Thanks for switching on this afternoon. I hope you had a nice, hot and sunny weekend as well. Enjoyed the cup final. Perfect weather for that. Congratulations to Arsenal on the double. Long clear spells tonight, dipping down to 7 degrees. Not too bad tomorrow. Another hot and sunny one, I'm afraid. 23 degrees the high. 4:32, this is Nick Goodman's Drive Time.
Entertainment update from PowerFM.com.
Hi, this is Rick and Anna from Power Breakfast. Very excited to meet Mick Hucknall on Friday and stick all our questions to him. We're talking about his new album, Blue, which, of course, is out today.
Go on. Just sit there while we play loads of hit music.
Loads of hit music.
You treat this place like a radio station.
Power FM.
As you should know by now, Power in the Park 4, taking place Sunday, 31st of May, midday on Southampton Common. We've teamed up with Kellogg's Rice Krispie Squares to bring you the summer's hottest lineup of Pepsi chart stars. Listen to this lot. We've got Louise and Tin Tin Out, and Cleopatra are going to be there. I love Cleopatra. I think they're really good. Connor Reeves, Plus Five, and Entice and Clock. Soul legend Jocelyn Brown's going to be there. New Irish girl band Bewitched, plus St. Etienne and Peter Cox from Go West. Kinder Hicks and Denny Hines and Matthew Marsden, who plays Chris from Coronation Street. Plus, we'll bring you Will Meller and Christian Fry and introduce you to Billy, who's going to be a massive, massive star. More acts still to be announced. Keep listening, okay, for more details on Power in the Park 4. Power FM also gratefully acknowledge the support and assistance provided by Southampton City Council in making the event possible. It's going to be a fantastic day. If the weather holds out as well for the next couple of weeks. Well, Sunday the 31st could be an absolute scorcher. We'll have a great day. Power in the Park 4, less than 2 weeks away, only from 103.2 Power FM. 13 to 5 on Drive Time. 5 minutes to 5 at Power FM. Got another Power Party Night for you this Friday, 22nd of May. Guest ball down at Schooner's Ocean Village in Southampton. Should be a good one. 10 o'clock, doors open. £2 to get in, get there nice and early. Don't forget as well, Schooner's the place to watch the World Cup this summer. The Party Night this Friday with the South's number one hit music station, 103.2 Power FM. We'll see you down at Schooner's. It's Alexia, Give Me Love. Before that, Imani, Where Are You? Let's check the latest travel with the Hendy Group. 100 years of motoring on the South Coast. Up-to-date info from the RAC. Here's what's going on. And that's your lot. It's 4 to 5 on Drive Time. And stay where you are. We'll bring you the news update next.
Across the South, this is 103.2 Power FM.
It's 5 o'clock. Investigations are underway at two hospitals who've confirmed they've treated a teenager who later collapsed and died on holiday in Corfu.
AircheckDownloads.com.